Hayim Yem Gimel Tishrei. Maschilin Mizmer LeDavid V'Leiluchun Arananah. When we start davening the Kabbalah Shabbos, since the third of Tishrei is on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah was Thursday and Friday, so we start davening Kabbalah Shabbos, we do not start from Luchun Arananah, but we rather start from the sixth chapter, which is Mizmer LeDavid. V'chein b'chol Shabbos Motzei Yom Tov. And this applies to every Shabbos which is on Motzei Yom Tov. Now here the Alter Rebbe writes in Siddur that we do not say L'chun Arananah on Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed, which comes out on Shabbos. We only start from Mizmer LeDavid. From this, the Shara Kehilo learned that Motzei Yom Tov, like in this case, where Thursday and Friday was Yom Tov and Motzei Yom Tov, you start from L'chun Arananah. And the Rebbe here teaches us, no, that even Motzei Yom Tov, we also start from Mizmer LeDavid. Now, what is the issue? The issue is that on Yom Tov, we are besimcha. As we say in L'chodeidi, we say besimcha instead of berina. In L'chodeidi, in Bei V'sholem, we skip berina and we say besimcha because Yom Tov is a higher level of joy. So therefore, it makes no sense that we should say L'chun Neranano, which is also the same Neranano. But then the question is, how does it apply to Rosh Hashanah? And how does it apply to Motzei Yom Tov? So the Rebbe gave a very different explanation in the Sicha, and he explained that the six chapters that we say before L'chadaydi, we welcome the Shabbos, and they correspond to each day of the week. And the sixth one, Mizmer LeDavid, corresponds to Friday. So to talk about the first 5 days of the week on Yom Tov, it has no place, because it's a Yom Tov. So why talk about weekday? But Friday, since Yom Tov was Friday, and it is still Erev Shabbos, so at least we can welcome the Shabbos through the Friday. Therefore, we do say Mizmer LeDavid. And in that way, it applies to every Yom Tov, it applies to Rosh Hashanah, and it applies also to Motzei Yom Tov. When it comes out Friday night, we do not start from L'chun Arananah, but rather we start from Mizmer LeDavid. Haftarah Shuva Tol Yekosh Lubom. The Haftarah this week is Shabbos Shuva. So we read the Haftarah of Shuva from Hesheya, and we start the Posek Shuva until the Posek Yekosh Lubom. Then we skip to the Novi Micha, and we start from Mi'el Komecha, till Mimei Kedem, we say three psukim from Micha. Now this is the custom of Minik Sfar, they're not like the Ashkenazim, and these are three psukim that are connected to forgiving of Averis, and we also say this on Yom Kippur, at the end of Maftir Yenu, we also say these three psukim. B'yichidus HaTzemach Tzedek Eitzel Rabbeinu Azoki, HaTzemach Tzedek Heri Yichidus B'Dalter Rebbe, Beis Teitze B'Shishi B'Elul Tov Kuf Samach Dalet Monday Pashas Teitze 6th of Elul in 1804. Sipur LaRabbeinu D'Alter Rebbe related to him. Shabbos Pashas Tove Tov Kuf Chof Ches Shabbos Tove in 1768. Omar Meir Rabbi Arava Magid Mizrich. My master, my teacher, the Magid of Mizrich Teira, he said a teaching. V'has Choloso, and it started with the Posik V'Shavto Adavai Lekechav. You should return, you should do tshuva until God your Lord. Obirni explained, what is the meaning of this posik? Ki avedas ha-tshuva, the service of tshuva, tzricho lihies, it requires to reach ad until asher havaye, the divine name havaye, shehu lemaylo me'elames, which transcends the worlds, yihye elikecho, it should become the divine name of elikecho. What is the name of Elikim, Elikecha? Begimatria Teva. Elikim is the numerical equivalent of the word Hateva, nature. As the Pasuk says, Breishis Bor Elikim, the divine name of Elikim created nature. So you have to do tshuva to be able to draw the divine name which transcends the worlds and bring it into the world. Kol HaChavraya Kadisha, the entire holy brotherhood, the holy club, they were very inspired and aroused from this teaching. The tzaddik Reb Zusha Me'anipoli said, He is incapable of reaching such a level of tshuva. Valkein, and therefore yichalek es hatshuva lechlokim. He will break down the tshuva to parts. Ki tshuva, because the word tshuva, Rosh Hatevis, is an acronym. It has five letters, and the five letters is an acronym. The first letter, tof, corresponds to the posik, tomim tiyem Hashem elekecho. You should be wholehearted with the Eibishter, with your Lord. The second letter, shin, corresponds to the posik, shivisi Hashem lenegdi somit. Place Hashem in front of you constantly. You should always see the presence of God in front of you. The vav corresponds to the posik, v'ahavta l'recha kamecha. You should love your fellow like yourself. And then the letter vez is b'chol drachecha da'eyum. You should recognize God in everything you do. You should always find place for godliness in everything that you do. Every mundane activity, you should find godliness. And the hey stands for the posik, hatznei aleches im Hashem elekecho. You should go discreetly with God, your Lord, meaning you should be humble. Kishasipa le'adeni ovi meri v'rabi asanal. When my father, the Rebbe Rashab, related the story to me, see him, he concluded. Tevas tshuva, the word tshuva, tzrufa mechomesh esyes, it consists of five letters. Asher kol ois, each letter, hu derech v'eifim bavidus ha-tshuva. It is a path and a form of the service of tshuva. Ubir barichus, and he explained extensively, chamisho ha-ifanim, these five methods and these five forms of tshuva. The kulam boy mekeich lapel, and they are all implemented from the potential to the actual al yidei avedus hatfilah through the service of tefillah. Now this is from a letter of the Friedrich Rebbe where he writes in Kuntres Teres Achsides about tshuva, and he relates a story that the Rebbe Marash once spoke a maimer, and he said that it's very important to serve Hashem with simcha. And he says, also tshuva has to be b'tzimcha, and especially the service of tshuva, avoidus ha-tshuva, also has to be b'tzimcha. The Rebbe Rashab, his son, wanted to understand, what is the difference between tshuva and avoidus ha-tshuva? What is tshuva itself, and what is the service of tshuva? So he went to his father, who explained to him, tshuva is something which is, you have to correct something you did wrong. So you feel bad. So the Rebbe says, you have to be besimcho, you have to rejoice that you're getting rid of your bad. Don't feel bad. Be besimcho. Then there is avedis ha-tshuva. Avedis ha-tshuva is a constant ascension. You get into a mood, you create an atmosphere that you're never satisfied with whatever level you are, and you constantly grow. And this is all has to be done b'simcha. And he continued that he heard from the Tzemach Tzedek, who heard from the Alter Rebbe, that he once said a maimer that there are 50 gates to Bina. And the 50 gates all have their path through prayer. What does it mean, 50 separate gates? And he said, similarly, is this Aveda of Tshuva, which you heard from the Magid, that tshuva has five different paths, as Reb Meshulam Zusha Me'anipoli said, that he cannot absorb what the Magid says, he had to break it down into five paths, and that comes through tshuva. Incidentally, Reb Zusha Me'anipoli was very famous of being humble and considering himself simple, and every deep thing he would bring down to a very simple, practical level. And this is how he broke down the word tshuva to five levels. So these five levels are what consists tshuva to be able to fulfill the kavona, the purpose of creation of this world, that the Eibishter wants a dwelling place in this world. And what are the five paths? We are going to learn in the future days.